like it's unbelievable. We had to wait till he got to about 90%, I think it was. And it's unbelievable. Like when he got here, he was about, I don't know what he was, 75 or right around there. In a matter of, yeah, leg strength, you know. In a matter of days, he got to 90%. It's unbelievable. It's really something. Like, you know, and it's funny when he came here, I said, let me see it, you know. I mean, everybody's seen it now, but in that day there, I was like, wow. It's really remarkable. I mean, it's got to, you know what it does? It makes you thankful. It makes you appreciate. Like today, he'd go out and play a game. You know, it's, when you're off the ice and you miss that fun camaraderie, the locker room, and then just playing again. You know, it makes you appreciate it. That's a tough one. It's really good to see that he's back. I'm telling you, it's awesome. Awesome story.
Has there been any discussion about, you know, where they sewed up the artery, like whether that's a weakness or something to be concerned with?
You know what? I think, yeah, they yeah, I think, I don't know all the data or whatever that's there around that whole thing, but he's all cleared, ready to go, like they said, if he's able to get his strength. But I think what it shows you is that when you're in physical fitness, that's why physical fitness is, that's one of the reasons that's really good. You take, it's how fast you heal, you know. But there's a difference in size with the main artery and the other one they put in, I think, or to attach it. So there's, you know, but I don't think it affects anything or blood flow or anything like that. That's as little as I know. Trust me, it's probably nowhere near that. But I remember him saying something like that, or the trainer.
He figures he needs about a week of practice before he can think of getting into a game. Are you looking at
it? He's probably right when he deals with a week of regular practice, but when have we had that? You know, we're going to have a good practice on Sunday. You know, it'll be decent on Monday. You know. He's probably right. 7 straight days of it would be good for him. But, I mean, right now we're in the middle of a run, so we're trying to keep it going. So he just, you know. I don't know where it goes. Let's put it that way. Where it goes from there. We'll just take one day at a time. He'll look forward. It'll be good for him on Sunday. Because he'll look forward to testing it and, you know, pivoting, turning, and body contact and stuff. He'd be a little bit tentative, but, you know, he'll be good. You know, the best thing about the couple of days and the weekend is we get a break. All of us. No, there would be none of that.
None
of that. No, all the tinkering will be in my garage. Garage. Garage is Canadian. Garage is American. I'll be in my garage tinkering there at home. I'm going to let my mind go free. You want to know what that means? That means just let it go free. I'm going to be a regular Winnipegger and just do something else. I'm not coming to the rink. When I leave here today, I'm not coming back till Sunday morning. It's just recharge, you know. It's just recharge. You know? I need it, and so do players. Everybody needs it. You know, there's a lot to be said for enthusiasm. And that's what you have to get, you know? We play a game that's fun. It should be fun. And I'm just thankful we won some games, because that's makes it a way more enjoyable weekend, as simple as it sounds. It'd be good for us. Like when you look at the standings and the number of games, we've played the most games. You look at the thing, because I looked today at the things, and we have 42 games. No one else has 42 games. I don't think there's anybody, I think. Is there anybody else got 42 games? I don't think so. I think we've got the most. I think, and we counted today, because we wanted to talk to the kids that came to practice or whatever. We played 42 games in 82 days. That's a tilt. And they're intense. Like, get past the first 12 games. There's some major emotional games. It's been a tilt for quite a long time. And that's hard. And that's why you need the time. Like, if we had a team pitcher today, I don't know if I would have brought guys down. I would have said some guys, just take the 2 days. Just, and I would have put it on the calendar. and said, there's a pocket of time, and just because it's such a heavy schedule. And we're going to need everything to these, what do we got, six games left, I think? You know, we're going to need everything. We're going to have to pour everything in there because how's this going to look come Tuesday? Tuesday morning, no idea. Is it by Sunday morning? Pretty much. I'll watch. I'll probably watch some. You know, I will enjoy watching games, but I'm not going to watch them. I'll watch them as a fan, just watch. It's really funny. I had a conversation with a coach the other day that's in the league, and he's in the other conference. I said, how's it going in that conference? I have no idea. I don't watch that conference. Like, what's going on over there? Like, who's hard to play against? How are the teams? You know, he said, well, these guys are pretty good. These guys are pretty good. I haven't seen them. I don't pay much attention to them. I watch them a little bit, but I watch mostly the East. And we've only played the East. It's like two different leagues. You know, all good information. If I stand up here another half hour, we'll just keep talking about anything. What's that?
You heard about the Blackhawks?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've heard them. I've heard who's doing well. Oh, it's way better. Yeah. It's way better. If you had lost a couple of games, you wouldn't be letting your mind go free. It just wouldn't let go. It's simple as that sounds. Be lingering in there and wouldn't be good at all. It's good. We're playing well. That's what I enjoy most. I like the way we're playing. We're playing with some sense of purpose and some. You know, not that we didn't before, but I like way more where we are right now. Reminds me of when we were with the Moose. Like the Moose, when I was at the Moose 3 years ago, that was a hell of a year. It was a struggle that year. And we had a decent record, but that year frustrated me at the end. And I remember talking to the team about some different things. But we came together in the playoffs finally. We went to 2 7-game series. And we started finally to play. And I thought, finally. 82 games I went through, and then we got into playoffs, and we started to go, and I thought, serious? In all my years coaching, I'd never had that happen over a course of a season. Never like that, ever.